So now we are at the afternoon session, 1:15 to 3 o'clock. So we have a simple puja followed by the briefing by me. Okay, so let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall develop the salutation. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami Supatipanno bhagavato savakkasangho sanghang namami. Okay. So you look at the program. Okay. We are at page 4. So we're supposed to go through this essential Dhamma and all those things. So now I read again, maybe after our first 4 days of sharing, you will understand why the essential Dhamma is important. So strengthening the five spiritual faculties of Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi and Panya to root out the opposite mental hindrance of sensual desire, you will sloth and torpor, restless of mind and doubt. So that's all we have covered. You have to contemplate until you understand why without the spiritual faculty, mental hindrance take over. Because without spiritual faculty, you cannot understand spiritual things. And mental hindrance hinder your mind from entering the meditative state. So you check them all. The five mental hindrance can only be countered by the five spiritual faculty, no other way. Then the next set of essential Dhamma is develop the understanding of the four essential Dhamma. So the four noble truth you have gone through many times, but you don't see the importance until you reflect, contemplate, and go into the second turning, the nitty-gritty of the second turning. Your inquiry is what? First noble truth. Why did the Buddha say you have to arise the first noble truth to abandon all this wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, and wrong way of living or acting? You know why or not? You don't abandon, what happened? They are wrong thought, no. Cholu bo song, you somehow cling on to it, grasp on to it, and feel so good about it. Get angry without knowing that it's wrong thought. Become fearful without knowing it's wrong thought. Become emotional without knowing it's wrong thought. Then what type of Dhamma are you studying? You didn't contemplate, you didn't inquire. When you inquire, you realize, hey, I have to abandon you. Then you become what? Serious about life, isn't it? Then how to abandon? The next one, look. The five ways that the Buddha had taught you. And of all the five ways, the first two, like I say, you can try, but it's still thought-based. For initial, to initially temporarily overcome, but it doesn't give you the wisdom. It gives you some understanding, but you cannot root it out. To root it out, you need the third and fourth way. That's why I give you the example on the whiteboard. Now you understand. I teach you how to recognize wrong thought. And this is more important than learning all the theory of right thought, understand? You know why I don't want to start with right thought? Because right thought is naturally, I should say, can arise naturally only when you have the right understanding and the wisdom. Without real wisdom, there is no true virtue. I always say that, isn't it? Without wisdom, your virtue, your good, is according to you. Understand? Good according to you may not be a true virtue. Understand? Like a lot of parents, I remember, in the early days, I used to share with the early batches. You all worry about your children so much, isn't it? And what you do? You want to discipline them, isn't it? You want to force them to study a lot of things, like piano, ballet, or send them for special school, or something. Then, without you knowing it, the kid, so small, got to carry such big bag, and do all those things. You think he happy or not? Of course, when praised by the parent, wow, boy, you did so well. Wow, girl, you did so well. Happy lah. But they cannot always remain top honor. When they are no longer up there, they dare not show you the result also. Then complication happen, understand not? Then when you have complication, when they rebel against you or fight against you or challenge against you, you know what you say or not? My children are very funny. I spend so much money, send them to all this for his good, no? Good according to you, lah. Yeah? You kiasu, understand? You know why kiasu or not? I think Singaporean people know. Kiasu means other people's kid, go to international school, can do music, ballet, That is the trend, understand? Nowadays, what is the trend, Golf, small golf, TikTok. Then I saw China, wow, 4 or 5 years old train, the basketball, two hand, dribble, every one of them. And you see the video. In China, certain school, they really train you when young, gymnasts, because they want to be world champion, very good. So nothing wrong with that, understand? But observe your kid. If they have certain talent, encourage them, understand not? Support them. But don't just because you yourself, kiasu, want them to excel in all those things so that you got what? Prestige, understand not? You become like, oh, people look out at you, wow, so and so, the son so good, the daughter so good. So you want reputation, pride. Then you think that will bring you joy. But karmically, it's like that. In future, you have parents that also pressure you and what you say, not only pressure, stress you out and force you to do a lot of things. So if you want to avoid unnecessary karma, don't force your children or parent or your loved one to do anything they don't like. Understand not? Be sensitive. You want to train, can. You want to advise them, can. But you must know the Dhamma to do it. For me, I don't want to scold or do anything until they make mistakes. Then I feel that that is my duty to inform them. They follow or they don't follow, it's up to them. But I explain things to them. I don't force them. Whenever it comes to their own life decision, I say it's your life. You choose. That's why you ask Sui, Form 5, want to go to uni, study what course? I let them choose. I say, I will take you around. Not necessarily I engineer, you also have to become engineer. I doctor, your children also must follow me, become doctor. Not necessary, because they may not like what they want. So both of them also choose different field from me. Both like IT. Then I knew, it's the era. They are the millennium kid, or the kid that come in this civilization with all those things. That's why it's their past, understand? And they are very happy with that career, and they did very well, and they are happy that this era, without IT, you are like an illiterate already. even though you went to uni and graduate. But without IT, really, you are illiterate. Okay. So what is important is you reflect, contemplate, inquire, then you apply the teaching. Okay? Previous retreat, I don't write this down one. Because I thought you all understand already. You know what to do. But I realized not everybody can have that understanding. And it's not easy for most people. Because most people are so conditioned. You listen, then you try to remember what I say, then you quote, and you think you know. Then you never go into this and this. So, if you reflect, contemplate, like I say, why the four right effort? Then you know. If I don't follow this right effort that the Buddha has advised, I don't abandon the wrong thought, what will happen to you? Huh? It is a wrong thought, not with the evil rule, no. It will condition you to be unhappy and miserable, no, lack of peace, no. And make you throughout the day busong. Then how to meditate yourself? Then the sankhara, a lot of kipo, analysis and all those things, then reason, then you blame others. You point finger. One finger out, four finger back to you. Understand or not? Then after you understood this, you have to abandon, you become serious, understand or not? Because this is your life. You don't take it seriously, it's up to you. Then you become serious, then you check. The Buddha teach five ways to abandon. Then you choose the important one, like I explained, the third way, then the fourth way. Then go into it. Why, Brother Teo say, silent to maintain the awareness, to see how that anger, hatred, that wrong thought arise. Then how, when you are with the awareness, the pure awareness, is seeing as they are without stirring, then whatever that is dependent originating will cease. The very flowering of thought leads to the very ending of that thought or that emotion. And then you realize, hey, everything when I aware cease. Anger also cease, fear also cease, all the emotions cease. The panic attack, the fear or what also cease. That's why meditation can help. Then when they cease, you not only feel good, no. You will be able, through that clarity, to come to an awakening, no. What is the awakening? Huh? What is the wisdom that you develop when it ceases? Not only anatta, it's not you, understand? No? That word anatta in knowledge, it will not give you the wisdom. Means anger is not me, understand? No? Fear is not me. Then I worry about these things surfacing and passing away for what? At the moment when the habitual tendency there, let it arise, then let it go, understand? No? No need to purposely want to let go, it will go. Understand? No? Like the gas of the... very good. Then when it go, free, you are here, not agitated here, understand? Not? Here is where your views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system create havoc for you. That's why this one manifests the phenomenal world of consciousness, the chaotic phenomenal world of consciousness, where it delude you, lure you, and entice you. Then when you know that it's not you because it sees, then what must you do? You must inquire. If there is a case, how come I'm so stupid? Every time I see, I stir. I get angry. I get fearful. I become emotional. Then you inquire. Then how can I overcome this? This fourth way will give you the answer also. Trace the origination factor. Then retrospectively reverse it. Means through one of your senses, you come in. That's why under Dhamma Nupassana, you do mindfulness of the internal sense basis, means you aware inside all your senses. Then mindfulness of the external sense basis, means the sense data that come in. Then when you see something, come into contact, your mind stir. That is how it happened. So you know already. Then the reason behind is what? your habitual thinking, your wrong view, all the rubbish that you accumulate in the brain, understand or not? Before you know the Dhamma. That's why you hold on to all this. That's why Krishnamurti said, acting according to memory is not acting out. Well, the memory is full of rubbish. Your fear, psychological fear, your phobia, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lament, your insecurity, and all of the negative emotion that actually create a lot of suffering to human beings. So understanding this is very important. Then you inquire, how can I retrospectively reverse it when I have traced it? Means you have to move on to straighten your view. Understand or not? Via what? Wisdom. And what are the wisdom that the Buddha has taught? Learn to see things as they are. Means condition like that, things the way like that. The world is the world. People are just the way they are. That is the reality. You have to accept first. When you accept them for what they are, doesn't mean you agree with what they do, understand or not? You will still act after that. Otherwise, you simply quote me. Ibrahim Thiel say, that is the reality you will accept. Then, you become so gullible. Your wife scold you, continue to scold you, you accept. But there was a story in Europe. You heard of Socrates' story? The wise man. He was too wise ahead of time. People ask him, why your wife scold you like that, you can tahan? Well, he been a philosopher, very famous. He had earned a lot of money. You know. He ended up going and speak the truth. Then the state put him in jail. The wife, I tell you, cannot tahan him. Go there and scold him, abuse him, and do everything. You know what Socrates say when they ask him? He smiled. He teach me patience. You understand? You turn it around, means he is the way he is. Understand? You all Cantonese say what? What? My. Ngap, my, mei fong. Fang ngap fong. He is siao. He wants to scold you, but you let him do it. Like, she's the way you resist, become an argument. So Socrates is very wise. He's a great philosopher, ahead of time. But he didn't apply the Dhamma. He applied his understanding. That's why when you understand, then you know. If I can see things as they are, and I understand the law of dependent origination, I understand the law of cause and effect, then I realize this is a condition. Condition world has its condition number, and they are all impermanent. They follow the nature's law of dependent originating. That's why the Buddha said everything that arises, there are causes and conditions behind. We are governed by the nature's law that governs life and existence, the Panchayaniyama. Get this understood. You violate that, you get into trouble. That's why you see things as they are, you accept first. Then you resolve it amicably. Through what? Through cultivating the wisdom. Means you follow the Dhamma way via applying the meditation as taught by the Buddha that will lead to the end of all suffering, which is the Noble Eightfold Path. Understand now? Whatever you do without the Noble Eightfold Path, you cannot end your suffering. Understand? And this is how you cultivate. Otherwise, you're stuck at the memory there and the knowledge there. And Mahayana, under the Amitabha Sutta Pure Land teaching, he got two sayings which is very good. Suo zi zhang, you know what is that? Everything you come to know is knowledge, and that is binding, understand? That one is the one that caused you to become deceived and deluded. It is an obstruction, understand? Whatever you know actually obstruct you. Because all the thing you know is knowledge, born of the mundane mind. And this one is very good at creating problems for you. He create word like views, opinion, tradition, race, gender. All these true words, they divide, you know, and cause you so much argument, conflict, war. So see the limitation of thought. Thought divide and create suffering. So why you believe God? Thought. If you don't believe thought, then your problem is gone. So you must see all this good. Then when you stay here, this one is unconditioned. No thought. That's why it sees. The third way. Then when you trace from here with the awareness, you saw how you get angry. You saw how you get fearful. How the emotion arise and make you miserable and make you bosong. Understand? No? And your life, treasure it. Understand? No? Tell yourself, this is not the way I'm going to live my life. This is heedless living. This is creating my own suffering, using my thought wrongly, understand? No? To create the negativity of coming. Hurt myself, harm myself, and hit out at others. So I should arise the right thought. Right thought means what? Without the evil root. There's a noble eightfold path, all the perfecter, no wrong thought on it. Understand not? Right view reading to right thought, right speech. The way you communicate, the way you interact, the way you act, the way you live life. All this is related to life. And it can help you all solve all life problems. Because if you cultivate that, the Buddha already very clearly explained under the Fourth Noble Truth, it will lead to the end of all your suffering that you experience in the world. So when you understand this, you go all out to learn this. Then you start to reflect, contemplate, and stabilize on, yeah, Buddha say like that. Then Brother Teo explained already, or he add in the more, no, they are just the way they are. Why? Deluded people do deluded things. Huh? That one not in your Theravada Dhamma book one. Angry people do angry things. Huh? That one not inside the Sutta. Huh? That's why you cannot find the answer. So all this help you, understand? Huh? Then later on, I give you a lot of pointer. Think also like that, don't think also like that. We have no reality. As real it can be, it's just a thought. And what's a thought? An image projected by your consciousness. How real can that be? But you hold on to it, no? You create a lot of story out of it, no? And you are the greatest magician, no? Create all this phenomenal world of consciousness and get yourself excited over it for nothing, then get entangled through delusion and all this thing. That's why without the Dhamma, not easy to understand life. To understand life, you not only have to understand the mundane creation from the fire grid into the phenomenal world. You have to understand the mundane mind that governs the existential world. Then cease the mind to realize the pure awareness nature through meditation, through cultivation. Then when you are here, you realize this one is unconditioned, undying, never born. Then how can it die? That's why this one is different. This one, tranquil, peaceful, clarity, luminous. This one, very noisy. A lot of opinion, a lot of views, a lot of conditioning, belief system, a lot of knowledge. And this one create the most problem in the world. So reflect, contemplate, and understand that in the meditation, when you are with the pure, see the stirring, see the arising of mano, then understand why the Buddha said, your this mundane mind is the culprit. Mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is cheap. That's why you take care of mind, you take care of karma. Understand? Then karma take care of your life. Can follow? That's why all this heading, it has its great meaning. Then the next one is five daily contemplation. We also covered already. To help you overcome. The first four is to help you overcome the first noble true reality, the unreality of the physical form. Where it go the way of nature, it is not you. That's why he said, this body of ours is of the nature to grow old, get sick and die. For it is made up of only element, without any knowing. How can it be you? And it's not a permanent unchanging entity. You can see it going through the decay process, experiencing disease, sickness, sometimes injury also. Then finally, whatever that is born has to die. So they always say, death is a certainty. Life is uncertain. Maybe add it. Very good. So life is uncertain, but death is a certainty. So why you fear death? Why won't you find out who died, and what is death? Nothing mysterious and difficult, understand? So all these are very important. Then the last one is what? The fourth one, separation. Then you reflect on like, oh, so much example of separation. Separation from loved ones, separation from your wealth, your property, your possession, and things you hold on to dearly, even your reputation, your pride, your honor, your title also, your Tan Sri, your Dato. All this is what the fourth daily contemplation is all about. Relationship failure also can bring about separation. Nature's disaster also bring about separation. Death, kidnapping can bring about separation. So all these are very traumatic reality. Then when there is economic crisis, you didn't make a right choice, you call a wrong choice in your investment or business or whatever, then that whole economic crisis wipe you off. Like now the tariff war. Because of that, a lot of business are under threat. Yeah, this is nature. Condition like that, things will be like that, it causes a lot of havoc. There is no right, no wrong. Condition like that, things will be like that, means the consciousness will evolve. Understand? And civilization will continue to move and flow, whether you exist or you don't exist. Understand? Yeah. Okay, the next one is what? Oh, fifth daily contemplation about the law of karma. The Buddha make it very clear so that you understand now. We are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. We are what we are because of our karma. So this is the right view. Now, when you have this right view, what must you do? Take care of karma, is it? How you take care of karma? Follow the advice of the Buddha, the first advice to avoid all evil. Keep your precept. Start from there. Reflect why the Buddha said, if I keep the precept, I can avoid all evil. And then go into the precept. First precept is what? I undertake the training rule to abstain from killing and causing harm to fellow beings. Who would do this type of thing? Definitely deluded people, selfish people, violent people. All the three evil root there. No wonder if you violate this precept, you become evil, root of all evil. And there is a major karmic evil. Where you reap what you sow. You know? So in future, you become the victim. You know? People will kill you, harm you, and abuse you, and do all these funny things to you. Is that what you want? If you don't want, you better abstain. Understand not? So understand the importance of precepts. They are given or administered to you by the Buddha out of love and compassion for you, no, not to benefit him. No. You understand? No? If you don't keep, you will get into big trouble. That's why to avoid all evil, you have to keep. And these are basic five precepts, not that difficult. Then after that, you move on. Once you keep your precept, you avoid all evil already. Then the second advice is what? Cultivate wholesomeness. Do good. Then you build up your merits, your parami, and so on. That one is develop the right view to arise the right thought, right spirit, right action, so that all the 10 meritorious actions you can do. And they are free. Of course, sometimes do dana, you have to spend some money. But radiate love and metta, no need money. kind word, wish people well-being and all things, bring about harmony, bring about understanding, bring about peace. Your gentle, pleasant, and harmonious speech is very useful. When you can give confidence to people, give love, give joy to people through your sincerity, kindness. That's why kind, gentle, and pleasant speech. The way you treat people, you reap what you sow. In future, you will have people who treat you very well, understand? Who will be kind to you, gentle and pleasant. Then you won't go and encounter all those karmic things. Because you reap what you sow. Go to government servant also, the government department, the government servant tell you. Understand? Because this is what you have done to people before. And it will condition you to speak in a way that government servant whack you back, understand? Or don't want to even service you. Because that is what you did to people in the past. So karma is whatever you do to people, good or bad, come back to you. So if you want to take care of karma, then you have developed the understanding to take care of your life. When generosity you think you give, whatever you give come back to you, you know, wealth, everything. That's why you don't have to rob, plunder, deceive. Now a lot of scam. I tell you, you do that, in future you come. Same type of era. You will kena scam upside down. Because you one person in that one life scam so many. You know? Understand? Then when the friction come, you kena scam left and right everywhere. I tell you. So please, take the law of karma seriously. Then the last advice is what? Purify the mind. That one's so difficult. Your life, no, if you're not interested, I also don't want to explain to you anymore. Because it's your life. You are not serious about your life. Nobody can help you, understand? I already told you that. Not to blame money or the thought or the school or the technology. It's you, understand? If you yourself not serious about life and you don't love yourself, nobody can help you. Understand? If you're serious about life, you reflect, you contemplate, you determine. That's why after 1971, when I saw the Four Noble Truths, I recall, then I said, no need to search. I go all out. Because I can understand the beauty of the teaching. And I take it very seriously. So all this, hopefully you all can have the understanding and determine. Always remember it's you. You hold the key to your own life destiny. If you are not interested in that, nobody can help you, understand? That is life. That's why, although form and mind is not real, but there is such thing as life. Otherwise, life after life, you come back through the coming process and you have to come, no? You got no choice. You come back to suffer for what? You might not choose not to come. But you got no choice if you have not developed the enlightenment. Understand? If you have developed the enlightenment, then you can choose to come. Understand? That's why the Bodhisattva keep on coming, very happy. Okay? So we finish. Okay, the next part is 5 aggregate of form and mind, 3 evil root we have covered, 12 link, Paticchasamuppada also we covered, the 4 noble truth also we covered, 4 foundation, I think we covered not much, but there is a yellow book at the back there, Satipatthana Sutta, final chapter, the 4 foundation is there. Or you go to the website. Then after that, the 7 factor of enlightenment we also have gone through. Importance of devotional practice, puja, we also have gone through. Okay, now we continue with the Dhamma sharing. Manyan, now you. 1, 3, 4, is it? Tell me. Just now we stop.
Yeah. 3.2.
Yeah.
Question 2. Brother Teo, you are the only teacher who asks us to silence our mind and stay at the heart area. But why no monks or text ever advises us to focus on the heart area? Brother Teo answered, "Don't worry about what others say. Just investigate and find out for yourself. Do not quote me saying anything, because you may not understand what I mean. Then you may get me and yourself into trouble unnecessarily. If you are not careful, then you may end up arguing with them over methods and techniques again. Just say, Brother Teo only share his Dharma understanding with us, so no right, no wrong, and we as Dharma friends or Kalyanamitas just make use of whatever that is useful and conducive for our own cultivation. It is just his sincere way of sharing the Dharma, and as Dharma friends who walk the path of Dharma, we are here to sincerely support, motivate, counsel, and help each other to progress along the path of Dharma without resorting to any inappropriate negativity of action, speech, and thought. I only advise those who have developed the ability to silence their mind and rest their awareness at the heart area to feel the gateway to their nature if they have penetrated the direct seeing and stabilized their daily mindfulness. This meditation is only done by those who have developed the silent mind in pure awareness, or sati, without thought, after they have stabilized their daily mindfulness, or anapanasati, and also for those who have trained their mind until their mindfulness is so subtle and fine that they can hardly feel anything. This is the state where a lot of meditators got trapped and stagnant because they don't understand what is happening.
Stagnant.
Because they don't understand what is happening. Some master or teacher will ask them to do the sitting and touching, etc. But if they understand what is happening, then they should stop doing those things just like what I have explained under question 1 above. The reason being, the meditator has reached a stage where their bodily vibrations have become so much finer and subtler. Hence, they need to develop the more refined sati or mindfulness to stabilize their mind so that their mind is able to stay still and silent on its own without the need for any dwelling or object of meditation, that is, mind in sati without any anchor.
Means it's a free mind, understand or not? So now you understand. That's why all this, no need to write notes, they are all there. Okay, read on.
To realize this state, they must silence everything and stay at the heart area to detect the gateway to connect to their nature within, so that their sati can become more refined and stable. Then, when they have stabilized their sati this way, they will suddenly realize that they are now able to be mindful of even the very subtle breathing or fine vibrations within their heart area and every movement of mind within their kaya, while this awareness or sati is like greatly magnified and in slow motion, but with a lot of clarity within. All of the movements are like broken down into a lot of very fine movements in between. When this stage of cultivation is reached, the mind is very mindful most of the time, in and out of meditation. Even in their daily life, their daily mindfulness will be very different, very clear and stable, with little or no thought most of the time, and they are constantly aware. A mind in sati is always aware of sense experiences, every hearing, seeing and thinking, etc., with a lot of clarity, and everything is like a flow, i.e. the mind and phenomena coming together and move as one, in perfect harmony and synchrony. The meditation using trust is needed when one is able to detect the gateway to their nature within, and this is usually cultivated only by those going the Bodhisattva way leading to Buddhahood. For more details, please listen to the recorded talk. Jen.
Let Po Ching share.
Amitabha. Brother Teo and Mrs. Teo and all Kayamitas. This topic is amazingly wonderful, you know, because this nature of mind able to follow exactly what Brother Teo taught all this while. And before I do the sharing, Brother Teo, I'd like to pay my respect. Brother Teo, on the day that we were departing to Cameron Highland, right, I told Brother Teo, this Heart Sutra is very amazing for me. Because I started with Heart Sutra with Brother Teo. In this Cameron Highland retreat.
Yeah, before that, he cannot understand, cannot penetrate. Until the MCO turned out to be a blessing in this guy. Then instead of 9 days, I rushed through like that. We have been new, you cannot expect her to follow and understand. So I did it over 8 months. That time she benefited a lot. She keep on listening attentively, then just follow simple instruction. Then she developed the understanding and she progressed so fast until I also got a shock. She located her own gateway, you know, in between the sharing before the 8 month end. And she described it so beautifully. Somebody so new, you know. Of course, clean slate also, not so complicated. That's why she was able to develop the faith because of that. Then follow instruction exactly. Don't try to be complicated, sophisticated. Don't allow your thought to come in. Are you so easy, man? Like that whole world enlightened already, lo. Everybody also great being, lo. You think like that, It's just like all the successful, wealthy people. You tell them, they also went through all those things. They won't believe, no. But when somebody tell them, they lucky, ma. They got this type of people to help them. Then when you go and tell them, you also can become like them. There's so many examples from rag to riches. Bill Gates, they all drop out. No need to finish degree. Also become so successful. Warren Buffett, everyone. Then you look around. You go and talk to this guy. You want to help him. You want to teach him something. You know what he tell you? Not for me. You know. Why? I where got this type of mia, he tell you, huh? 我没有这样的命. Then Buddhists will tell you like better. I don't have parami one la. I not like you all la. I not like Brother Teo la. I not like the monk la. Means what? You shut off straight away. You don't give yourself a chance. You don't even listen. And my attitude is reversed. When I was very young, although standard one I last in the class, standard two I second last in the class. After standard three, I become so much more better because I know the language already. Standard one, standard two, I mong cha cha, English word hardly know. I only know how to sing song, ba ba, black sheep and all those things. 1, 2, buckle my shoe. That's why I blur, but I was observing. Then when I come to standard 3, after I know the language, then I observe. I saw how the students who are good, how they become good. No? Then I tell myself what I know. I never say, I not like them. No. I tell myself, whoever can do, I can do. Or I can do better. That's why end of the day, I climb up to the pinnacle, to the top. I top the school. In the class. That is how your understanding really drives you. Because that is me, my life, I want to excel, Partly it's also because my father trusts me, understand? And I want to really prove it to him that I am worthy of his money spent. That I want also to make him a proud dad, understand? That's why after that, my father became very happy. He was looking forward to one of his son, Chutao. You know what is Chutao? Chutao means successful. And my dad Kampong, to tell you the truth, in the 60s when I study, you got hardly anybody who passed in the 6th. No? Do you know that? To find somebody who go to Form 3 already, like a miracle. If he passed Form 3, also another big miracle. Understand? Yeah. But I Form 5, I score. I top the school. I score 7 straight A at that time, 1971. So all this is possible is because why? You can say I have my past, but my past conditioned me to have those good attitude, understand? No? That's why I never say die. You know? If people can do, I can do better. These are the things that can drive you. Then, like the Buddha says, strive on with heedfulness. You know what I did? No? I end up, without me knowing it, no, I always associate with the smart in the class, the smart student. Although I have a lot of friends, but I always go near to them, observe, listen, then talk to them. That's how I learn. Then I learn how they study. You know. Many of them teach me how they actually prepare for the exam. You know. Oh, last time, I don't even know how to prepare for exam. Understand? No? You're a small town. Nobody studied this before. And Form 5, so many subjects. You know. That's why your own understanding and the way you actually value your life and treasure your life and determine to become successful. That's why I say it's you. If you are serious, the world is yours. Understand not? If you are not serious, nothing come to you. I got a negative karma. Understand not? All the chaotic one, all the suffering, misery, financial problem, all the first number two reality problem. Okay, continue.
For this year retreat, I was very sincere, very serious. So I started my cultivation in a very serious manner. So I do it every day. I do it every day. My religious routine, my bodhisattva vows.
Very good.
I also do my revision, my homework, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very important to
me.
So every day I do it, bit by bit, because we also have things to do in our life. We have to do our duties, you know.
Yeah,
there's many things to do if we want to do, of course. But we must do our rightful duty
for
our family.
Yeah.
That's very important to me. So this Heart Sutra book is amazingly wonderful. Mm. Although in the past, I cannot understand everything inside.
Mm.
But no problem, no worries. For especially new yogis here, you don't have to understand every word still written, you know. Because at our level, beginning level, you will never able to understand 100%. Brother Teo always say, understand 5-10% already very good, you know.
don't understand
that, you know. But you forget about your cultivation. Do the simple thing. Don't be so complicated. For me, very simple-minded, just do. Okay? Understand and do. Okay? So, Brother Teo, listen attentively.
Yes.
Very important. Listen attentively. So, one of the Heart Sutra lesson Sunday, I think it's the two lesson ago. Okay, Heart Sutra two lesson ago. So, Brother Teo was doing the sharing right 3 p.m. You know. So I turned on my Zoom because I don't go physical class. So I listen from the beginning I explain to you what happened, Brother Teo. So I listen. At first, I was sitting down, you know. Then I said, "Aiyah, so tired, just lie down, So I lie down and listen to Brother Teo talk, you know. So Brother Teo talk, keep talking. I say, "Okay, I will rest at my heart." Rest at the heart, listening from the heart. So as I listen, right, Brother Teo talk, okay, I must tell you all this, you know. This is not the first time Brother Teo share this Heart Sutra edition. Okay, this could be, I don't know, Brother Teo, maybe third or fourth time,
Yeah. Okay. For you, I think it's the fourth.
You know, so You may think that, ayah, same old story, you know.
Nothing to then listen. Then you don't listen.
You don't listen. So for me, I always listen as if it's new, you know.
Yeah,
I listen attentively from the heart, right? So I lying down, you know. So Brother Teo talk. And then after that, the sound disappear, you know.
Yeah, sadhu.
Sound disappear.
Then the vibration go in.
Yes, the vibration go in, right, Brother Teo. Then, wow. Trust come in.
Sadhu.
Everything move by itself.
Yeah.
So you saw your heart beating.
Yeah.
The beating not the gross one.
Very subtle, very
soft, you know. But with the vision, you have the vision to see it.
Yeah, like X-ray.
So the heart keep beating, you know, very subtle one. You cannot even hear the sound.
Yeah, you cannot detect one.
You can see it, you know. Then, you know what happened? All gone.
Yeah, sadhu.
No more. Okay? Now I must tell you this, you already entered in your pure awareness nature.
You're
in your pure awareness nature, okay? Then in this, you see your pure awareness moving, you know, moving the internal movement.
On its own, trust.
Trust. Okay, so this, brother, this no words one.
Yes.
I just tell you.
The pure awareness. He has to use word to actually explain, because the mundane world need word, and it's a 文字.
The pure awareness moving then zoop,
vanish. Sadhu.
So vanish, okay, it's inside there, I will explain maybe.
Yeah.
So it no more, no more, so no more. And then the next thing you see, is what? The pure awareness come out.
Sadhu. Let us rejoice. Sadhu. Very beautiful.
Yes, very beautiful. Come out. You see it, no? You have the vision to see coming out.
That's why she was almost in tears, joy.
So after that, you will have this.
Correct.
Activate your heart.
Yeah. How you activate and animate to become a human being again.
So after that, the internal movement. Yeah. It's all trust one, Internal movement move. Then you can see your so-called breathing, you know,
the life force and all those things.
Breathing, you know, it's moving. This one, it do by itself, naturally, automatic. You have no thought one, this one, no thought based. This is in pure awareness nature. So internal movement, right? Okay, after that, the next thing happen is radio. The sense data come in.
Slowly, like slow motion.
Coming. Then you want to know,
You can know. Sadhu. Wow, really good.
So after that, you know, this thing happened, right, Brother Teo? When I want to know, then I heard Brother Teo's voice.
Yeah.
Because Brother Teo said, now it's time for meditation.
Sadhu. This sharing is very good. Now I explain first. Do you know, early morning when I come in, find something, normally I look around, see who meditate. Then I saw Puching here, doing the Bodhisattva. That's why you are serious. Like Puching say, is very good, new people. No need to know all. You can understand 5-10% enough, but be like a clean slate, open mind. Try. Then when you try, you progress. The funny thing is, the moment you progress, especially when you can detect the pure awareness nature, the true mind, your understanding comes by itself. Then you read the sutta again, or you listen to my sharing again, all go in already. Like, how come now I can understand, last time I cannot? Last time he attended retreat, he mong cha cha, no, first 2-3 retreat. Then later on, determined to come already, the year 2020, 2020, MCO. So MCO means what? Retreat cannot hold. No. Then I said, never mind. I will go through the Heart Sutta. for 8 months. But I realized 8 to 9 days not enough time. I go to 8 months. He benefited. That's why be sincere, have faith. Then just listen attentively, follow the, go in and do the second turning, the nitty gritty, means contemplate, reflect, inquire, then develop the understanding, and then put it into cultivation. You remember the second turning of the fourth noble truth? This noble eightfold path is to be? Not listen, knowledge, keep inside there. Then repeat my word. No use. And the other thing I want to explain is, what happened to her is beautiful. See, first, she already had detected the gateway earlier. She know how to do the trust already. That's why she progressed very fast. Then what happened is, when she listened from the heart, then suddenly, the thing like, no more. Actually, the word, the sound, all no more. Don't worry, the vibration went in. You know what is that? Last time Ng B asked me before. What is this so-called mind-to-mind seal that the Mahayana always talk about? Like in the Surangama Sutta, Mahakasapa, the Buddha bring up a lotus flower. Then Mahakasapa smile. And you know what happened? The Buddha said, the mind-to-mind seal already transmitted. Understand? Because through the nature, it's the vibration. Because that nature is not me, you know. It's my spiritual nature, you know. Like my Sambhogaya Kaya, you know. Understand? That one is the one sharing, you know. So if you have the understanding, you're silent, that's why I say, no need to listen. If you want to sleep, lie down. Go and meditate. Mean the body tell you go and meditate. Then listen from here. Although you didn't catch the word, then suddenly like blank, but inside here move. That's why she realized, trust, that thing move. Then completely blank. Means what? Went into cessation, went in. Then when it come out, this is what you will know. Exactly how creation start, how the beginning of life from that timeless nibbana or cessation of form and mind, this one come out. The first to come out is the pure awareness. Then that one detect the heartbeat. Understand? But this one, the heartbeat that is detected, it moves by itself or not. Then whatever movement all move by itself or not. That is how it happened. Then later on, he realized the life force. That's why I say, the first thing to come out is, after this, the consciousness also activated. And this consciousness from here, when you are born, actually, the fetus have to wait for the organ to come into formation, then the consciousness come in. And when the consciousness come in, at first it's the life force at the heart. Then later on, as it grow, it need to nourish the other organ. That's why when you come out of it, you will see one area of consciousness is here. Then the other one went to the brain. When it went to the brain, I remember, this one is like a dynamo. No? Because when you go through the cessation, this brain here completely still. No sankara. No? Nothing on. It is like no life, but you are not dead. Understand? No? Completely. No habit, nothing. Then what happened is, when this consciousness went up, zoom, like a motor, the whole brain activated again. Then it starts to show you how it functions, how it starts to receive sense data. Even before the sense data come in, I already knew that is a slow motion. Then how upon contact, how this thing manifests that consciousness, how you input the content of consciousness, then your mind, you are still inside, very still. It hasn't come out when she described. She saw all the internal one first. Then only it slowly come out. Then the external sense data coming. And then he understand how he functions as a human being. Very clearly one. And that clarity is much more than before this thing happened. It's like after this, she will understand a lot more. She already progressed very fast. But 2020 until now, how many years only? 4 or 5 years, you can reach that stage now. People do 10 years, 10, 20, 30, 40 years, haven't touched this pure awareness nature, no? Where they do thought-based, understand? No? But if you do it correctly, this one can be realized there and then very fast. No? For her, very short moment when I share the Heart Sutta. Then after that, suddenly she go to the heart area where stabilizer, you go to the heart area, relax. Then that thing that went into the gateway, the way she described is very good, I remember. He talked in her own word. It's like a tunnel open up. No? Then the chi went in. No? Then the pure energy, that inside it moved. No? You think I joke? You think it's fairy tale? These are things that are possible. And this is the way to develop the awareness-based meditation. Can you understand? Rejoice. Very good. Thank you. You continue.
Oh yeah, Bratio, the other thing I want to say is when you are inside this called so-called true nature, you cannot decide when to come out or no. It's not decided by you one.
Very good, correct. Yes. When to come out, you cannot decide. But the thought is not there. But the nature's condition, it know. And it come out at that time that is precisely meant to be one. Then when it come out, a lot of clarity. Because you are here, you know. And this one give birth to this, no? The first, you are here. This one give birth to the first pure awareness, no? That make you aware. That time, no word, nothing, no? Just that luminous, radiant awareness. And then, that awareness is aware of all the movement. That's why you say, like X-ray eye, I also think. That is what will happen. Like, I saw my brain. The whole thing here is like the current off, no? Completely still. Then when the consciousness split from here and come out, pop here like a dynamo, starts to move again. No? Then animate into a human being again. No? If the consciousness don't come out here, the brain cannot operate on, understand? No? Then the other one is go down to the Tan Tien. All this you will understand. And this Tan Tien is Kundalini call it earthly energy. To do your work, you need energy here. Understand? That's why you need food, you need prajna, all those things, to give you the earthly energy, or what they call Tan Tien. But there must be consciousness there. Otherwise, it cannot activate the center, the nerve center. So all this, you see by yourself, or no? That nature see, you know. And because the form and mind connected to it, that's why the form and mind understand. No? That's why the Sammasambuddha, when the Sambhogaya come back, the spiritual perfection come back, together with the Nibbanakaya, he understood everything. Understand? No? Then his problem no more. He left the palace to find the answer to what? Old age, sickness, and death, isn't it? Then he realized, this fellow not me, is it? Dependent originating, condition arising, karmically conditioned out, go the way of nature. That's why he's no more problem. Old age, sickness, and death pertain to this one. That's why the five daily contemplating, he asks you to contemplate. This body of ours is of the nature to grow old, get sick, and die. That is the real understanding. Very good. Sadhu.
So like the Buddha experience, if there is no unconditioned, the escape from the condition is impossible.
Yes, she will come to understand that beautifully. Because if not because there is an unconditioned, escape from the condition will is impossible. That's why because there is the unconditioned, that's why escape from the conditioned world or existential world is possible. And this one is not a place where you go to, you know. Where it's not a form and mind, you know. It's complete oneness, the void, with your nature that you have developed. Then later you perfect it, it becomes the Buddha nature. And the Buddha nature is not It's not like individual, no. That Buddha nature and the oneness nature, every living being that is born, you can realize that one. Because that is the original nature. Originally, actually, all living beings, not only human beings, they started from there. Yeah. So from there, the pure awareness come out. And slowly, slowly, it created the traveler in space and time and developed all the planet, star system, everything. Then how consciousness from their energy manifests all this form, external form, until what it is today. And you have been lost for so long, you forgot that originally you are part of this. Then the first thing to come out, the pure awareness, you need to have a form and mind to locate the gateway to this pure awareness. If you don't come to the existential world through a form and mind, the karmic vehicle and tool, you cannot have this. Understand? Huh? That's why it's not so easy to cultivate. You have to come as one of the 31 planar existent living being or the pure land. Then from there, you meditate, detect this and return. Otherwise, no way. This is the secret of Sakyamuni Buddha's teaching. He realized this. That's why in the Mahayana teaching, he talked about the Buddha nature a lot. And he always say the supreme vehicle. Understand? Sainthood way is the provisional teaching. You read the Lotus Sutta, it's all very clearly shared inside there. So the Lotus Sutta, Miao Fa Lian Hua Jing, is very beautiful. Yeah. So when you understand the teaching, you realize how unique the Buddha's understanding or comprehension of the universe is all about. That's why he is called the Sammasambuddha. Perfect in enlightenment, wisdom and virtue. So all this money cannot buy, but yet given free. Understand? So you should actually develop the gratitude, the respect and the joy. Then that will drive you. Because having the condition to be a human being and having come into contact with this teaching, you somehow don't want to go all out and stabilize it so that in future, this teaching will be with you. Understand? Ren sheng nan de, fo fa nan wen. That's why Adithan, do the Bodhisattva vow, which will start tomorrow. Then make sure you plant the seed of Bodhi deep. Tomorrow morning when I read to you, you will understand. Then when this Bodhi mind is being properly planted with all the understanding and the vow and the faith, all your future coming taken care of. Whether you are born through the karmic process or you have already developed the Bodhisattva way or whatever, you don't have to worry. The moment the form and mind come, your Bodhi mind will activate. Somehow you will activate and it will remind you of what your vow is. And you will understand this teaching. Because you vow to have this understanding. The two aspects of the five aggregate of form and mind. Yeah? All the rupang anichang, the five aggregate, all you determine to have the understanding. Then now with all this Bodhisattva way, more or less, more extensively share, you can also add in whatever that you want to. Make sure whenever you arise, whether have to come or choose to come, you must have all this right view and right understanding. And it will actually bring forth the way. The Bodhi mind will be activated. Without you doing anything, but you have to do it with understanding, the faith, the sincerity, and you have to determine. Like Po Cheng said, the religious routine, do it seriously. Otherwise, not easy to progress. You think all the students that excel, they play around. They actually study very hard. So they put in a lot of time. They sacrifice. They determine. That's how it can be done. Okay. Good. Okay, Pujai.
Actually, it's true, Brother Theo, that I have this amazing teaching, you know, that give me a lot of clarity, not through knowledge-wise, but through my own cultivation, you know. Very important is your sincerity, your faith, and your perseverance. Without perseverance, you give up, then cannot happen. So perseverance is very important. You when you do it daily, right, don't expect the result to be the same, you know, I will see this, I will see that. No, even with this kind of expectation, nothing will happen. You will suffer actually because you are chasing after some dharma, you know.
Yeah.
The dharma story has come to you by itself naturally, not through your thinking, you know. Today I like to see this or I like to see that based on the book. So you must just do it sincerely. Sincerity is that way, you know. Sincerity means you do it without expectation. If you expectation, it's not sincerity, you know. Okay,
when you are too eager to progress, too eager to know whether you have become enlightened or not, that is a hindrance. Yeah, that one is a craving. Who is eager? Your thought. The thought behind come into the back door and play trick on you, you don't know. So just now what Po Cheng share one is very good. Let the phenomena come to you and awaken you. Don't go and look for the phenomena. Understand? I also mentioned it in my Heart Sutta book. Look means what? Who look? The thought look, understand not? The thought want to realize anicang, dukkang, anatta, understand? The thought want to develop wisdom. So you go and look for it. Then you hear, oh, Po Cheng report like that. Maybe I also try. There are a lot of things that you have to do before that, before you can reach that level, understand not? That's why the heartbeat one, they ask me the question, the monk also never teach, why you only teacher teach? Not to say I share this only to people who have stabilized their daily mindfulness or pure awareness nature. Otherwise, you don't go to the heart. Otherwise, you just relax, maintain awareness, let it stabilize. If it have not stabilized, it cannot go to the heart. You are not sensitive yet, and it's not stable yet. The moment you are sensitive and stable, then automatically you will go there. Then when you go there, you relax into it. Then let trust, the false support. Once you can do the false support, you become very different. Very good. Sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu. So, in the Heart Sutra, actually this book is like, a gem that you can use, review, it's everlasting, you know. It's never outdated. It's never outdated.
Because like I say in the retreat program, it's for all level, understand? Whatever level you are, unless your level is higher than my nature's level, and then maybe you cannot find anything from here. But most people cannot go to that level. Most people. That's why it's applicable to cultivator or yogi of all level. You can come in any time. Then how much you can understand and receive depends on your cultivation. The example I always give is, let's say you're supposed to receive this cultivation, wisdom or whatever. It's like the holy water. So if you don't have a cup generated through your cultivation, how do you going to receive it? Understand? Then you hold your two hands out. Most of it will flow out between your finger. Understand? So at least develop some form of progress so that at least you got something to receive. Otherwise, you cannot receive the truth. Well, the truth demands faith, sincerity, and perseverance. Then when you follow exactly without doubt, with the faith, then things will happen. You are, and then when it happens, you understand or not, you become very beautiful. Continue.
Okay. Brother, maybe I will just want to dedicate the merits.
Ah, can. Sadhu.
I wish to dedicate the merits of my cultivation in honor of the Triple Gem, all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and Mahasattvas, and Dharma protectors, as well as our great wise teacher, Venerable, and our wise teacher, Brother Teo, and all Khayamitas that have the condition to receive this and their families. May you be blessed with happiness and wisdom and good health to continue with your cultivation.
Sadhu. Yeah, you realize the weather or not? There's a lot of joy up there. Very good. Okay.
Yeah, because I said Dharma protectors.
Yeah. You have to include the good friend up there.
Sadhu. Yeah, as I said this, right, dedication, the rain start from.
Yeah. Sui also perceive.
Sadhu, brother. Sadhu. I'd like to pay one more respect.
Can. Yeah. Sadhu. Mayat, continue.
25th Heart Sutra class. 1.1. Nothing frees you except wisdom. If you have delusion, you will grasp and cling. Nothing can free you except wisdom. When there is wisdom, the mind is always free and at ease, because it is no longer deluded by sense experiences. The mind is always peaceful and calm, and it will not stir anymore. Thought-based meditation cannot develop the penetrative insight or wisdom to liberate the mind, because Dhamma is akaliko, timeless, beyond thought and time. Pachetan can only be realized by the wise each for themselves. The Mahayana analogy of finger pointing towards the moon is very important. The Dhamma is like the finger pointing towards the truth, which is enlightenment. So to really see the moon, one must look, gaze beyond the finger. Similarly, to realize enlightenment, one must see beyond the Dhamma and not cling onto the Dhamma. If you attach or cling onto the Dhamma, then your mind cannot be free, because it is still holding onto something, hence not a free mind. A good example is Sen Siu, who always clings onto the wholesome Dhamma and tries to push away the unwholesome Dhamma via his constantly polishing of his mind, until it shines so that no dust can alight. He has failed to realize the true mind because he mystically or deludedly clings onto the mundane mind, thinking it to be the true mind. This delusion has conditioned him to cling onto the wholesome and unwholesome Dhamma, or duality, created by his own discriminating mind. But Hui Neng, the sixth patriarch, who has transcended the Dhamma and realized the true mind, is no longer deluded. Hence, he can understand that originally there is nothing, so where can dust alight? That is, if there is no discriminative mind with delusion to divide the Dhamma into wholesome and unwholesome, for it to grasp and cling onto, then there will be no dust, which are the defilements or the unwholesome Dhamma. Hence, no more problem or doing is needed anymore, because wisdom frees. Mind creates through consciousness following the 12 links. Consciousness is just mental images, hence not so real and empty. And because it is constantly arising and passing away, following nature's condition, we will be able to awaken to its anicca, impermanence, dukkha, suffering state, and anatta, non-self, universal characteristics, if we can just be silently aware within via a choiceless awareness of what is. 1.2. To be aware and listen from the heart. Forehead is where the brain is, so if we live from there, then it is mainly thought-based, giving rise to mainly knowledge only. Heart is where the nature or awareness is, so if we live from there, we will use it mainly to feel and be aware, intuitively to arise the wisdom via the direct seeing. When the mind is chattering or thinking, then it is preoccupied with those activities. Hence, it is not silent and not aware anymore to see things as they are. Active thinking will make one heedless, that is, lost in thoughts. Hence, no real wisdom can arise. To have wisdom, one must develop the ability to be aware and listen from the heart without the interference from the brain's conditioned thinking, views and opinions. Thought-based living leads to heedlessness and a lot of negativities, whereas awareness or sati-based living from the heart leads to wisdom. Therefore, stay in the heart, have love and be loved always. Without the daily mindfulness, there is no real meditation, because wisdom can only come from direct seeing via the silent mind in pure awareness. Heedless thinking throughout the day develops strong negative habitual tendencies. To overcome this heedlessness, one must develop the five spiritual faculties to counter the five mental hindrances of the mind. The mind sweeping method to only feel, no thinking, and relax is also a very useful technique to decondition the mind from its daily heedless thinking while allowing the mind to settle back to its natural state of silence and stillness. Every moment of feeling and relaxation will allow us to relax any tension, tightness, or stress within our body more and more, because the momentum of thinking will be temporarily disengaged. With a relaxed physical body, it will condition the mind to be at ease and relaxed, thereby arising the meditative mind. The meditative mind is just aware, silent, and without thought. So the pure awareness or essence of mind before the knowing is the meditative mind. Dhammapada, verse 23. The constantly meditative, the ever mindful, and the steadfast one realize the born-free supreme Nibbana. 1.3. Question 1. Brother Teo, can you explain more about the heart? Is it the same as citta? Brother Teo answered, do not cling to the words. When you have developed the cultivation correctly, then you will come to understand those related Pali words very clearly. Sometimes they use the words citta, viyana, and mano, all three terms as synonymously with mind. Mano is commonly used in Dhammapada verse 1 and 2 as the mind that arises to create the citta and the viyana. The reason why the Buddha said, mind is the forerunner of all things, whereas viyana is usually taken to mean the pure consciousness or receptacle, which is the last aggregate of mind. Then, when one adds in the content of consciousness, which is sankhara, it becomes citta or thought. Thought or citta is content of consciousness plus viyana. Heart is sin in Mandarin or Mahayana term. The heart is the seat of consciousness, and it is also the gateway to our nature. So, if we live from the heart, it means live with pure awareness before the thought. But the moment we introduce the sankhara or content of consciousness, everything that the mind can do via the brain, then thought or citta will arise. So the user of thought is very important. If the user is deluded, then the thoughts that arise become wrong thoughts. If the user is wise, then thoughts become right thoughts. For more details, please refer to the recorded talk. Heart Sutra Class 1.1. Understanding thoughts, knowledge and wisdom. Clinging to all teachings or Dharma via knowledge or memories is of not much use, and one must instead awaken to the truth or Dharma, especially the three universal characteristics of impermanence, suffering states and non-self or empty nature of all phenomena to arise the wisdom born of direct seeing. Because only wisdom or understanding can free the mind. The mind, once awakened, is no longer deluded and the understanding is always there because understanding or uniso manasikara, wise attention at the moment of sense experience, is not knowledge. The Dharma is like the raft acting as a means to take one across the ocean of suffering, and once awakened, one must not carry the raft around. Also, one must not mistake the finger pointing at the moon, which is analogous with the Dharma pointing towards the truth as the moon. The emphasis of our present civilization is mainly on IT, science and technological advancement. Hence, the overuse of the human thought processes via this type of very competitive knowledge-based education system. The spiritual cultivation via sati or awareness and the creative mind has been neglected for too long. You cannot use thought and knowledge to liberate the mind from delusion and ignorance because thought is limited and egoic. Only through the cultivation of wisdom via mindfulness or awareness to understand who you are and what you are, can we understand what anatta is. You cannot rely on thought anymore. You should inquire via your heedfulness. Is the human being or the five aggregates of form and mind really what you are? In the olden days, when we did not use the thought process so rampantly, we tend to be more intuitive and creative because we use more of our senses and inner nature to feel and be aware instead of constantly preoccupied with our thought processes and its related reactions to what we see, hear and think, etc., via our heedless living. But then, civilization has evolved over the last few centuries, and the emphasis nowadays is more on science and technology and IT type of education, which is mainly knowledge and thought-based. So we tend to use the thought process more and more to acquire scientific, technological and IT knowledge, and in the process, we overlook our natural or true mind of stillness and peace, which is without thought, more creative, that has a lot of clarity within. The moment those who are not yet enlightened use thought from their forehead, where their brain is situated, it will cause their mind to stir, hence disrupting its natural state of pure, calm, inner awareness and stillness. We therefore need to develop the wisdom to balance our life so that we are not deluded and drawn by the overemphasizing on the heedless thinking process to disrupt our spiritual life of awareness, heedfulness, living. Instead of being 90%+ of the time using the thinking process from our forehead, we should reverse it to only use when necessary to live life with a silent and clear mind, with inner awareness from the heart most of the time. Only then do we know how to live life via our essence of mind or the true mind after realizing the anatta nature of these five aggregates of form and mind of ours. To develop this understanding or wisdom, we need to develop sati or mindfulness awareness to reconnect back to our essence of mind. So stay at the heart and be aware from there to live life, have love and be loved. Understand that thoughts are response to memories. So if we maintain our attention at our forehead, then thought will constantly arise, and because of our delusion, thought will create a center which is the I and the me, or self-delusion, sakaya ditti, thereby conditioning us to act and react heedlessly. A strong thought is always limited and egoic. It will condition our fear, worry, anxiety, selfishness, and emotional negativity. Knowledge binds. Hence the reason why all knowing which is thought-based knowledge is not wisdom, and it will become an obstruction to spiritual cultivation. This is reason why the Pure Land teaching of the Infinite Life Sutra or Wu Liang Shou Jing, most profound quotes are 所知障 or 烦恼障, i.e. all-knowing, via memories, knowledge, are obstructions, and all fear, worries, and anxieties are obstructions too. We are so used to thought-based living. Thought-based living is very egoic, hence a lot of selfishness and possessiveness. It is motivated by what your thought tells you. Our thoughts are conditioned thinking, conditioned by our wrong views and opinions caused by our sakkaya ditti or self-delusion. These conditioned thinking are mainly our habitual tendencies that will cause us to deludedly react, hold, cling, and grasp onto a lot of things which we think we can own and possess or desire and reject. Before thought, it is just spacious awareness or the entire oneness. Then, the moment we focus or concentrate, thought is being created via the input of the content of consciousness, which are our perception, feeling, emotions, thinking, and other activities of mind, etc., within that space. Hence, thought becomes limited because it shrinks the whole of the spacious awareness into the narrow field of focusing. No focusing implies no thought, and without thought, there is no center of the I and the me, hence no one to fear, worry, become anxious, selfish, and emotional, etc., which implies peace, pure awareness, tranquility, and stillness. The awareness nature without delusion is the essence of mind. To prepare for this coming 2012 expected transformation of consciousness and great shift, we only need to be aware and stay at the heart. Have love and be loved, then everything will be all right. That is, heart-based awareness and no more thought-based living from the forehead. Then, naturally, overnight you may transform if you do not arise any fear. Then pure awareness state before the arising of thought has no center, which implies no being, hence anatta. Thought has the power to divide via words, concepts and ideas, etc., and creates the center, the I and the me, resulting in selfishness, anger, possessiveness, delusion, fear, worry, and anxiety, etc. This sakkaya ditti or self-delusion will condition us to believe that there is a thinker behind the thought and that there is an observer and the observed. The moment we awaken to the fact that it is only consciousness and every sense door consciousness is naturally conditioned arising, then this delusion of self will automatically cease to be. Remember the analogy of the lighting up of the light bulb when the switch is switched on? The moment there is delusion, the egoic mind or mundane mind or thought will grasp and cling due to the 12 links, i.e. through ignorance, contact, triggers of mental activities, which include perception, memory, sakkaya ditti, self-delusion, etc. Then, contact, feeling, craving, grasping, becoming, and birth, leading to the whole mass of suffering. Just maintain awareness without thought, then everything will cease to be. Silence your mind, and you will awaken to this truth. No thought means no center. No ego, no becoming, no fear, no selfishness, etc. Understand how you get yourself entangled with life while you're not understanding the four noble truths. First noble truth of dukkha, explain clearly the realities of life and existence and the final summary of what is dukkha. Second noble truth, explains the cause of suffering, which is craving conditioned by one's delusion and ignorance. Third noble truth, suffering need not be an enlightenment in the here and the now. Nibbana can be realized. Fourth noble truth, the noble eightfold path leading to the enlightenment and the cessation of all suffering. 1.2 Question 1. Brother Teo, can you explain again what you meant by the Buddha? By the Buddha was able to summarize all of life, both the mundane and the supra-mundane, into just four simple but very beautiful noble truths, which is the essence of his teaching. And can you also explain which part is mundane and which part is the supra-mundane? Brother Teo answered, as stated above, the first noble truth of suffering or dukkha clearly explains All of the eight realities of life and existence that cover all aspects of our mundane living and life experiences, ranging from birth, old age, sickness and death, to separation from our loved ones and prized possession, and to be with people whom we don't like, not able to get what one desires, or when things don't go our way, or follow our expectation. And a final summary of attachment to the five aggregates of our form and mind, Upadana Kanda, as the cause of all suffering. The Buddha also cautioned living beings that if they do not develop the wisdom needed to free their mind before confronting this first noble truth of dukkha's life realities, then they will definitely be afflicted by it, and suffering will be the result. Then the Buddha proclaimed the second noble truth that explained clearly the cause behind all suffering, so that living beings can develop the understanding not to be gullible anymore. After understanding what suffering is and their cause behind, they will know how to manage their life better so that they need not have to suffer unnecessarily anymore. Then the Buddha proceeded to explain under the third noble truth that suffering need not be, if one has the Dhamma. And there is such a noble truth that talks about the possibility of realizing Nibbana or the enlightenment in the here and the now, leading to the cessation of all suffering. This enlightenment or Nibbana is the supra-mundane realization. Then the Buddha explained how this enlightenment can be realized while proclaiming the four noble truths that states, there is a path leading to the cessation of all suffering, namely the Noble Eightfold Path of right view, right thought, right communication or speech, right action, right living, right effort, right mindfulness, and right samadhi. Once this Noble Eightfold Path has been cultivated, it can lead to the supra-mundane way of living the noble life of the noble or enlightened ones following the Noble Eightfold Path. The entire eight path factors within the Noble Eightfold Path, they are all so noble and relevant to life, and they cover all of life, both the mundane and the supra-mundane aspects. In order to live life, we must have the understanding of what is life, and to understand life, we must have the first path factor of right understanding or right view with regards to nature's law that govern all of our life and existence, especially the three great spiritual laws of Kamma Niyama, Citta Niyama, and Dhamma Niyama. Then to live life, we have to use thoughts. We have to communicate via speech, email, etc. And we also need to act and work to live life, hence the importance of having the second to five and fifth path factors of right thoughts, right speech communication, right actions, and right living cultivated. Then we will need the four right efforts path factor to purify our actions, speech and thoughts, followed by right mindfulness to be heedful to cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness. And finally, the last path factor of right samadhi to see things as they are thereby developing the wisdom to become enlightened. This is also the reason why the Buddha gave the analogy of the handful of leaves at Kosambi to the monks to impress upon them the importance of understanding the Four Noble Truths, which is so essential to live the holy life. These Four Noble Truths and its three turnings are also the Buddha's first teaching or his first sermon, the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, which he expounded immediately after his enlightenment. The Dhamma cultivation is more or less a full-time job, i.e. throughout your waking hours, accumulating into 24 hours heedfulness cultivation. That is, we need to confine our cultivation fully on the Dhamma when undergoing the training, which consists of hearing, reflection, contemplation, and inquiring into the Four Noble Truths and heedful direct seeing into phenomena via our daily mindfulness in life itself. But full-time job here doesn't mean One must retire or give up one's job or career. One can cultivate even in the midst of working and living life via the daily mindfulness and this type of heedfulness training. I always advise devotees or Kalyanamitas as follows. If you have to work for survival, then work. Need to work because too much free time and don't know how to retire, then work. If you really have the wisdom and you don't have to or need to work, then retire or semi-retire to do the things that you love or like to do.
True or not? So don't end up like need to work. No? That one is the most stressful one. A lot of people don't know how to make use of their time when they retire. I got one classmate, very successful, managing director of a main board listed company in KLSE. He heard I retire 46 plus. Then he keep on asking me, you know, after that, he's my very good friend, very close. Hey, Tio, after you retire, you do what? I say, do what I like to do. Got things to do, man. No need to go office. He say, I take 1 week off, also I boring on you. I don't travel. I say, then he realized a lot of his friends are all because of business contact. Once he retire, he know they will not come ready. Most of them will not come ready. The genuine friend, very few. So he said, maybe he need to work. I said, if you need to work, you work. Then after that, 60 years old, you know, he said, cannot really, I cannot really, I must retire. Then I said, retire. You're very boring one. Do what you like to do. You like to do what? He think and think and think. He said, apart from working, he don't know what to do. So what happened was, he later on, the children married, got grandchildren. Now a lot of things to do. Fly to UK, every off and on, look after grandchildren. Then, of course, he travel until while waking time, he also travel a lot. Then he travel less already, but as the age catch up. Then he encounter a lot of life issue and all those things. But he quite wise. He changed when he was during his career working. The staff all scared of him. Go in only kena fire bamboo. How they kena fire and bamboo also they don't know. They just walk out. But have to deliver the thing. But after he retired, he very considerate. And he keep on asking me to have lunch with him. And every time I go and have lunch here, he keep on telling me, "Ayo, our age already, you have to be more less aggressive," he said. "More appreciative of your loved one or those things," he said. "Miss, we cannot be last time," he said, "chin chai, kwan po, kwan po," he said. But he didn't use the Buddhist term, no. They are the way they are, no. Oh, I say, very good. Then about the daughter, the children also. He said, "Ayo, they are alive, lah." I said, "That's very good." He said, now if you try to object or do anything, so now they even buy property. Renovation, they want to do their own, no. And you know what he told me, no? They all want designer, no, ID, no. He said, "Ayo, nang si engineer, work until retire, dia. What is all this?" He said, "His bungalow also he built himself." He said, "Oh, where got ID? Where got all this sort of thing?" Oh, he said, "But never mind." He said, "Sawokia, daughter, let them decide." No. So I said, "You support lah?" "Yeah lah, support lah." So that is the reality. But he now very humble. He very toned down. Every small thing, he will tell me, "Hey, now we go classmate gathering. Cannot simply loud and all those things. Uncivilized type." He said, "We must have due respect for each other. Oh, so different, no? That's why that one, luckily after that he know how to retire. No need to work. Otherwise need to work, whole charmer. But if you, for survival, have to work, that one no choice, because you need the money. But a lot of people got a lot of money, they cannot finish spending. They somehow say, I cannot retire. My grandchildren still need to go university overseas. Son already taken care, now grandchildren. Then some don't have grandchildren, but they say, ayo, now our kids are different, our time, we're very independent. Now they buy something, also you must support them, no? Especially buy property. Oh, you say, that's why I cannot retire. Retire, bolu, yeah. He said, no. I say, your EPF a lot of money. Yeah, EPF a lot also. At that rate of spending, help them, not only one or two, no? Help them to buy house, after that, renovate house, after that, buy car, change car. There are a lot of expenditure coming. So, they continue working, you know. So if you don't know how to retire, then not easy. And later on, I will continue another session about understanding the meaning of life. That one very important. That will help you. Okay, we end. Manjan, you read until the last paragraph, then we end.
Learn to live life and not to worry about life. To be heedful is to be ever mindful and constantly meditative to realize the Dharma as taught by the Buddha. The most important meditation training is the cultivation of daily mindfulness while following this instruction. We choose aware of our every bodily and mental action and movement within the present moment.
Okay, good. Thank you. So now you can have your almost half an hour, 1 hour of awareness-based meditation. So I will set the alarm off the light, then you all proceed to train yourself. Develop the faith and do it sincerely so that you can see the result. Okay.